Hi, and welcome to Creating a Life You Love with Adriana. So we all know the new year is, well, here. And that has gotten me thinking, like many of us, about goals. Now, if you've kind of followed along with my journey recently, you know that I was kind of placed in a season of struggles, of suffering. And I'm very thankful for this because it completely changed my perspective on life and for the better. So this has opened my eyes to a lot of areas that I wasn't walking with God. And one of those being setting goals for my life. So I wanted to kind of dive into that today and really ask the question, should we even set goals if the Lord has the final say? You know? So wherever you're at, maybe you are like me, where I was at the beginning of the year, where I had very clear-cut goals, and I'd be very upset if anything else changed or happened. Or maybe you don't even know where to start with setting goals, and you want to, but like you just don't know what to do. And then maybe you're one of those people who kind of just likes to go with the flow. Wherever you're at, I think this can be of benefit to you. But to answer the question of should we set goals, the answer to that would be yes. I think we definitely can, but we have to be careful into not conforming into the ways of this world, like it says in Romans 12:2. So when we are setting goals, keeping God first, because there are a lot of downsides to not thinking about God, not going to Him when you are setting goals. And so this was kind of how my past perspective on goal setting was. I had very clear-cut goals. And if anything else kind of pops up or happened, I'd, you know, be okay with it, but I had a very clear outcome in mind. But the issue of this is that I made the outcome of the goal like an idol. So I touched on in the past about how I made my body an idol. So one of the goals that I had set for myself when I first started my fitness journey was to have abs, to have really defined glutes and legs. I wanted to be very muscular at one point, and then one point wanted to be very thin. And so when I achieved the certain outcome, I wasn't satisfied because you're really supposed to find joy in the journey, not the outcome. I would never have thought I did achieve that outcome because the goal, even though it might have seemed specific, like, yeah, have abs, the goal was just never enough. Like I was saying, I was never satisfied. And so where this led me to was a place of discouragement. It seemed like I could never be happy or fulfilled with myself because I could never enjoy the journey because I was just so focused on the outcome. So I wanted to talk about the two sides of setting goals, right? Because we have a few examples in the Bible on this. So on the opposite end, you know, we aren't to sit around and be lazy because, you know, we think that planning is useless because God has the final say. But on the other hand, we don't want to have that, you know, my way or the highway mindset. An analogy I like to think of is, you know, God feeds the birds by giving them the instinct to know where to go and find food. He doesn't make it rain like worms from the sky. And so I think that's a kind of a good analogy for our lives. We have to put in the work, and the Lord, He can lead us to what His plan is. And so Proverbs 6:6-11 talks about how, you know, when you are not on alert, when you're not planning, when you're just, you know, sleeping and being lazy, instead of laboring hard all summer, gathering food for the winter, it talks about how it's unwise to not, you know, work, and to just, you know, lay around and be lazy. So obviously, you know, the Bible is, strongly against, just thinking that the Lord will do everything and you just need to sit back and, you know, not do anything. In Proverbs 21:5, it says, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty." So we see here that it is wise to make plans. It's not wise to act out of an impulse and out of your own emotions for the most part, unless you feel the Lord, you know, leading you to do something. But it is wise to make plans. So we have the person who prepares and plans. And then we have the person in, you know, Proverbs 21:5, who does everything out of an impulse. And like I said, when I first started my fitness journey, my goal was to have abs. Okay. And so I achieved that, I guess, you know, achieved the body I wanted. But because I didn't consult with God first on, you know, what would actually be a wise goal, even though I was working hard to achieve that, I still didn't find enjoyment in it. And I wanted to talk about a passage in James 4:13-15. I'm just going to read that now. "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that." So in this verse, James is basically condemning rich business owners as they're acting very arrogant, being prideful, and acting in vain. And he is not, you know, condemning the fact that they want to make money, but the fact that they think that they determine the course of their lives, that they think that they are the author of their lives and they're not consulting God. They have no clue what tomorrow will bring, just like we have no clue. And so to place such an importance on our plans without consulting God, not great. And so to plan so confidently is the height of foolishness. So James also compares our life to mist here, which is similar to the writer in Ecclesiastes, where he talks about life being meaningless and like vapor or mist. You know, you try to grab it and it's gone. It takes a certain form and then it, you know, changes that form in a second. And he describes our life is meaningless if we place our meaning in worldly things. But it's not meaningless if we look to God and we have that reverent fear of the Lord. And, you know, we place him first in our lives. In Proverbs 27:1, it says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring." So again, talking about how, you know, making these plans can lead to pride and vain. So what does this all mean? I know I read out, you know, a few of these scriptures. So to me, this means yes, set goals, but have the Lord first in your heart, and that is what will lead to true fulfillment. So when we are making goals, there can be very worldly goals. It says in Proverbs 16:1-3, "We can make our own plans, but the Lord gives us the right answer. People may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives. Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed." So we see here, maybe you have a good intention of a goal. To touch on something for me, I was starting to become very prideful in my platform on Instagram. And I, while it seemed to be maybe a good thing that I was, you know, sharing my body and posting and flexing and all of that, the Lord looks at the motives. The motive deep inside my heart was that I wanted to show off how my physique looked. And so where it says right here, people may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives. I thought that, you know, that was fine. I thought that I was doing great, but I was then burdened with insecurities because I was placing such an importance on my appearance. And then the Lord eventually, well, I guess I eventually realized it. He revealed to me what my true motives were and how that was damaging me. And so I wanted to talk about some examples of goals. So I wanted to compare things that are not focused on God at all, and that in the end can be very unfulfilling, with ones that are surrendered to the Lord. And I'm sure we've all heard of that acronym SMART goals. So setting SMART goals means they're specific, they're measurable, they're achievable, they're realistic, and they're time-bound or timeable. And while that's great, I actually did a podcast on that maybe last year or the beginning of this year. I wanted to figure out more of a biblical aspect. So what I came up with was setting wise goals. So W, that would stand for well-defined. So what specifically do you want to incorporate in your life? And instead of thinking so much outcome-based here, I would suggest thinking about what habits can you place in your life. For instance, maybe you want to live a healthier lifestyle. Okay, that's a very broad goal. So we want to chunk that down and make it very specific. So for me, what that looks like is working out a certain number of days per week, moving my body on the days I'm not doing intense workout, but still moving my body. For me, this also looks like taking my supplements. Let me just say, I have not been good about taking my supplements. This beginning of this year, I told myself I would take my supplements 2 times a day. And for reference, I'm healing from Lyme disease and mold toxicity in my body. And so I have quite a few supplements that I'm taking for that. But I haven't been great about that. So my new year, or my goal right now, is to make that a part of my daily routine. Now, I don't necessarily have like a specific outcome. Obviously, I'd like to get better, but this habit is something that I'm going to incorporate. So well-defined, specific, what are you going to do? How many days per week? How long is it going to take you? Maybe you're going to start going on walks daily. Maybe you're going to start, reading your Bible. Okay, so how many minutes per day? Very specific. Now we have I, which is inspired or inspiration. So why are you inspired to this goal? What is your why behind it? Because when you set a goal, you need to have a strong why. Otherwise, you're gonna not want to achieve it. So for instance, to talk about my physical pain in my body, I didn't have a strong why of why I should take my supplements, why I should recover in certain ways and take the extra time in my day to do that. I didn't have a strong enough why. But then once I realized, wait a minute, I want to be the healthiest I can be. So one day when I have a family, I'm able to be there for them. So one day when I, have a business, I'm able to help more people because I have more energy or whatever it may be. So for me, that strong why is rooted in helping other people. I know that the Lord can use me regardless, even if I'm not fully healthy. But my why is, I want to get better. I want to remove the pain in my body so that I can, help people, number one, do the same, because I've been there. Number two, relate to them. And number three, so I'll have that energy to do that. So identify your why and make sure your why is not coming from a perspective of worldliness. Because if you say, okay, I want to go to the gym X number of times per week, and the reason behind doing so is to look like your favorite Instagram model, that is not, number one, going to be a very positive reason for doing something, because it could lead to body image issues and, all that. And number two, it's also very worldly. It says in 1 Samuel, the Lord looks at the heart, not the appearance. So why are we placing so much importance on our appearance when that is the thing that fades? So I just wanted to touch on that. And then the S in WISE stands for spirit-led. So this meaning, is this goal something that you are just coming up because it's popular or because it's on trend, or is it something that the Lord is calling you to do? And now goals can appear, maybe very healthy, but they may not be for you. For instance, maybe you decide to start a business. Well, use me for example. I wanted to be more in the fitness world. I was studying in school, exercise science, and I was excited about it, but I felt this thing inside of me telling me that that is not the path that the Lord wants me to go down. Now, in theory, I only had 2 more years left of getting this degree. I finished 2 years of college early and I only have 2 more years left. So in theory, the world says, get it done, just finish it, you'll have that degree, you'll be credible. But God was telling me, this is not where I want you. This is not what I want you doing. I want you to do something else. And what he wants me to do is, well, what I'm doing now and more along the lines when he reveals that to me, I'm not really sure. But in theory, studying exercise science seems like a great goal. You know, studying that and then becoming a personal trainer seems great. But my spirit-led goal is not that. So that's what I mean by spirit-led. Are they aligned with God? What is God telling you? And how you learn what God is telling you is by spending more time with him. So by reading the Bible and spending time in his word every day, that is how you know what God is telling you, by learning what his voice sounds like. And then lastly, the E in wise is embracing God's plan. So when you set wise goals, maybe they're not gonna turn out the way you expected. Maybe you have you have your mindset on starting a certain business, and then God completely redirects you. Like me, I was wanting to be very much so in the fitness world. God redirected me, and so I'm just gonna embrace his plan. I think that, you know, there's still a little bit of fitness aspect that he wants me to continue with, but that was not my original plan. And so when our plans don't go according to plan, we have to remember to embrace the Lord's, because his are ultimately way better. Another example of this, when I went to my freshman year of high school, I went to a new school and I liked it a lot. I did not want to leave. And my dad would always suggest, oh, why don't you, you know, start becoming homeschooled. Why don't you leave school and be homeschooled? You'll get done with school so much faster. And I did not want that. I wanted the high school experience. And so I was very against that idea. So my plans were to stay in high school for the whole 4 years, right? Then I had something happen at that school where there was a lot of mental health issues that stemmed from drama. Friends left me, kind of stabbed me in the back. And then I left that school and I was homeschooled. Now, my plans were not that at all, but even at that time, I wasn't very close to God, but his plans prevailed. And so that's what I mean by embracing God's plan. Then I got done with high school early, you know, started going to college, taking college classes early. And because of that plan of mine that didn't work out, something way greater happened. And so when we are setting goals for the new year, whether, you know, you're doing that next week or whenever, maybe you're listening to this and it's not the start of 2024 and it's like a year later, whenever you're listening to this, you can make goals, you can set habits in place. And I would encourage you to spend time in prayer in that. I was talking with my friend the other day and we were talking about how instead of making like New Year's resolutions or like very strict goals, we want to place disciplines in our lives. We want to put habits into our lives. So instead of saying, I'm going to lose, not for me personally, but instead of someone saying, I'm going to lose, you know, 10 pounds this year or however much it is, you know, instead of saying that, maybe saying, I'm going to start having a healthier lifestyle by walking for 20 minutes in the morning, by stretching for 10 minutes, and I'm going to eat foods that make me feel good and energized and that don't make me feel fatigued and give me brain fog and make me bloated, you know, whatever that is. So that is what I mean by more disciplines focused and habit focused than outcome based. So for instance, like I mentioned with my vitamins, that's a goal of mine to start taking them. And then I also have a goal of avoiding certain foods that I know are going to make me inflamed. Now, this is kind of just continuing in from 2024, or wait, no. This goal I already kind of started in 2023, but I want to get a little bit more structured with my eating. So avoiding certain foods that make me inflamed, like grains and sugar, that gives me a lot of joint pain and just doesn't feel great. So this to me means having my diet consist of lots of red meat, like beef, chicken, fish, vegetables, and then carbs like fruits, potatoes, and then other starches like that. I'm not going to go too specific into that, but for me, that's just something that I'm going to start incorporating. So, like I mentioned, obviously the outcome I would like is to be healed from this joint pain, to be healed from, the symptoms that I'm experiencing. But I know the Lord, His plans are greater. But I can see how the pain that I've been in has led to something good already, even if I'm not healed. So the physical pain that I've been in has helped me to shift my outlook on fitness. It's helped me to not focus on my appearance so much. And that has led to so much more joy because I'm not so burdened by insecurities because I'm not focusing on that. And so I already see the good in that, even if my obvious outcome that I would enjoy hasn't come to be. And so, just to mention some final little tips for when you are setting these goals or creating these habits and disciplines in your life, write these down, because if you're just thinking about it in your head, there's just all these thoughts going around. Start writing it down. Start journaling how you're tracking your progress and what you're doing for these certain habits. And then have an accountability partner. If you don't have someone you can talk to about this, talk to God about it, it's really sometimes difficult to, I know, maybe start a conversation about setting goals or whatever it may be, bettering yourself if your friends aren't also into that. But at least we have God, so you can, go to Him. And when you are feeling that lack of motivation, say you have a habit that you want to wake up at 5:30 in the morning on the weekdays, so you'll have enough time to read the Bible and pray before going to work, which that's for me. And say you wake up one day and you're really feeling that lack of motivation. Pray to the Lord and ask Him for that discipline. Obviously, we, have the free will to hit the snooze on the alarm and go back to sleep. But by having the Lord first in our minds and, just envisioning Him, keeping Him there and praying and calling out in times of need or frustration, it can help us, number one, be more excited to achieve a goal or participate in a habit because we know that we are eternally, have that eternal mindset. And then number two, it can actually help us to, get up and be motivated as opposed to just relying on our own strength. So rely on the Lord's strength. And then I've touched on this in a past podcast episode about setting goals, where there's different areas of setting goals. And so if you do want to get really specific, I like focusing on six areas. So the first one is, your spiritual health. So your relationship with God. That can include going to church, reading the Bible, praying, journaling, things that are getting you connected with God. Number two is health. So, what are you going to do to participate in a healthy lifestyle? Maybe it's incorporating some foods that are maybe better for you, taking some supplements for your overall health, working out, that area. Number three, we have wealth. So this can be a tricky one because obviously we are called as Christians to not love money. So the root of all evil, the love of money. Money is not evil, but it's the love of money. So we obviously don't want to have that mindset of where we're resistant towards receiving blessings that God, you know, is giving us, maybe, you know, financially, but we don't want to make it an idol. And so maybe for you, this looks like, you know, wealth as in tithing. So for me, you know, making a habit of tithing, and then also making a habit of saving a certain amount of money per month, being more cautious of where I'm spending my money. You know, do I really need these certain clothes? And then you could have, you know, target goals of, you know, how much you want to make this month, but not making that an idol and really just being open, having open hands for the Lord to give and to take away what, you know, could be harming you or could lead to destruction. And then the fourth one is relationships. So, you know, how are you going to strengthen relationships? Maybe you need to get out of some friendships. Maybe you need to make some new friends. Maybe you need to have, you know, a talk with your partner and go your separate ways. What do you need to do? And what can you incorporate in this new year to help your relationships? Maybe that is to set a certain time to talk with a friend so you can grow that relationship, or maybe to get a part of a Bible study, you know? Then five, we have career and contribution. So career for me is always associated with contributing to others, because ultimately I want my career to be to help others. And so for me, that looks like, you know, still working at my job, but then also pursuing my own career goals that the Lord may be leading me, which is basically this platform and whatever the Lord wants, you know, to lead me in that area. And then the sixth one is increasing knowledge and education. So basically anything like listening to a certain amount of podcasts about, you know, a specific topic to learn, or taking new courses. For me, this looks like reading books on theology and listening to different podcasts that are very spiritually focused. I guess you could also put that under spiritual, but just wanted to have that other category in there. So whether it's taking extra courses, maybe reading books, listening to podcasts, whatever it is. But overall, I think it's good to have you know, certain categories where you can put your certain habits or disciplines that you want to start. It can kind of make it easier to structure. But just remember, when you are creating goals, remember that wise, to make wise goals. So, you know, well-defined, identify your why, they're spirit-led, and embracing God's plan. So remember that when you're setting your goals. Ultimately, great to plan, great to, you know, not be lazy and just sit back and expect, you know, something magical to happen when you're not putting in the work, right? But obviously we need to remember that the Lord has the final say. And, you know, as it says in Proverbs 16:9, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. And then in verse 20, it says, those who listen to instruction will prosper. Those who trust in the Lord will be joyful. So I know it can be easy to trust in our own plans and try to take control, especially when setting goals. But we have to remember that that is only going to lead to, well, harm, because we're either going to be very disappointed or we're going to get frustrated. It's just not going to be a great time. So the alternative to that is trusting in the Lord, still working hard, but surrendering our plans to Him, letting go of that. And so when I mentioned embracing God's plan, that also means surrendering to God's plan. So yes, prepare. Yes, you know, harvest the grain and prepare for the winter, like it says in Proverbs 6. But remember, the Lord determines your steps. But anyway, I hope that encouraged you to embrace God's plan and, you know, remember that He is in control. And let me know in the comments, what are some of your, you know, disciplines that you're going to add into your life, certain habits, you know, what goals do you have in different categories of your life? I think it's so important to have that accountability. So if you want to be in that together, let me know. But other than that, I hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and really remember to set your eyes on the kingdom first, on the Lord. Be eternally minded, and to not conform to the ways of this world, because ultimately that will lead to destruction. But with that being said, thank you for listening, and subscribe, follow the podcast if you did enjoy it. And yeah, I'll talk to you next time. Bye.